It's that time again.
You've now entered the no sales zone.
No sales zone.
With Chris Fratch,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
Hey, all right. Tonight we got a big show planned for you guys. I'm really, really excited to do this because this is a big topic that comes up a lot. This is something that I hear time and time again, people asking me, you know, what do I do when the customer says this? What do I do when they don't like the price? What do I do when they got to talk to the spouse? What do I do? And so tonight we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mindset of what's going on there and what we can do to deal with it. Now, in the title of the show, I mentioned, you know, I don't want you guys to get good at overcoming objections. That's not the goal here. That means you're getting objections. And what that means is you have not landed in their expectation. Now, that can be for a lot of reasons, but when they called you out to their home, they had a certain idea of what they thought might happen. They had a certain idea of how they thought that might go. And so we're going to talk about what that is and also how to expand that expectation. And then also, what do we do when we don't? And how do we overcome that objection? We're going to do that. First, let's say, what's up? Plumbing sales coach, my man, Dana Busby, getting on here early tonight. Really good to see you. Lance Ball, good to see you as well. Always good to see you. Chris, and really, good to see you as well. I kind of jumped off that. I got a little rabbit trail. Lance, good to see you. Lance and I are doing a school next week. I think it's sold out. We might have one spot left. But it's on plumbing, water heaters, water softeners. We're going through this whole idea of how to understand the product. A lot of this idea of these objections come up because we don't build value in the product. We don't build value in what we're offering, you know, and the reason is sometimes sadly is because we don't fully understand the product or service that we're offering. So it starts there. It starts that in any time you're offering service, you have to know what you're offering. You got to understand what problems you're solving, what you're actually taking care of, small and big. And also not just the acute, not just that isolated, here's the problem right here. Kind of like a doctor, right? They can't just look at the symptom and deal with the symptom. They've got to look at the symptoms and put together the bigger picture and puzzle and understand what the diagnosis actually is. And a lot of times objections come because we don't do that properly or because a customer just fully doesn't understand or didn't understand what was coming today. And so, boom, they're hit out of left field with some big problem. This can be a sewer line and things like that. And I'll just say right now, not every single objection can be handled, nor should it. If a customer's thinking about a $15,000 sewer, you should not be pressuring them to make a decision right now. And it never should be pressuring anybody to make a decision at any time. But you get what I'm talking about here. And so in those circumstances, you're going to have times people need to really truly think about it. They may actually need to get another price. Now, I don't like to say that myself, and I don't typically ever see that happening to me because I feel like I build that value. I separate myself. I give a customer the experience that they've never had before. So why would they want to shop it? They're not thinking about how it might be a little bit more expensive. They're thinking about how I might not get this same service somewhere else. When you can figure out how to do that, close rates go way up, and not because of pressure, but because of the right reasons. And so these are the things that we talk about on here. Wes Corville says product knowledge goes a long way, 100%. This is someone who's in the field. This is a technician that's out in the field on a daily basis. He gets it. And this is important to understand when it comes to objections too. So I kind of want to dive into why objections happen. Before we're going to do that, I just want to say if you're new to the show, type subscribe into the comments. You'll get a Facebook message. It'll just verify that you're a human. You'll need to respond to that message. Once you've completed that process, you will be subscribed to the show. You'll get alerts every time we go live. Also, if you want the ebook is covering the three lies that you are being told, whether as a salesman or a plumbing business owner. It's really written more for the owner, but salespeople can understand it as well. It's an ebook that's written on the idea of understanding what's important when it comes to running the business, when it comes to service, as it relates to sales calls, as it relates to customer experience, as it relates to do I need more calls or do I need to do more with my calls? And that is kind of an indicator of where that ebook leads. Type ebook into the comments. You'll get the ebook. You can you can get it right there in your messenger or in your email or something like that. And you get it instantly. And that actually links you back to other shows I've done in the past over a year ago even, and connects you to the answers to those questions. So it's not like I just leave you hanging. And these are things we've talked about extensively, but you don't have to go searching through 180, 900, 200 episodes or whatever to find the information. You can just get the ebook. Look, he says, it says type ebook in the chat below, 100%. Water heaters and softeners training was on fuego. He says, keep it up, guys. Frankie was there with his company. In fact, Frankie's in the training program. Frankie and I have talked, we just talked yesterday about some stuff. Sharp guy, you know, another guy that's out there trying to win for his community, win for his family, win for his employees, of course, win for his business, win for himself, but all of the above, right? And that's when you have a perfect recipe there. So let's dive into this objection thing. What is this all about? Well, first of all, I want you guys to understand something. When you get an objection, it's really similar to when you have conflict, right? Think about when you have conflict with someone, a disagreement, or maybe you're just coming from it from different angles. And it doesn't always have to be an anger, or it doesn't always have to be a negative type of thing. We can agree to disagree on certain things. You know, someone might say, well, you're overpriced. And I might say, well, we're overvalued. Okay, so we agree to disagree here. I give more value than everyone else, and then you got to give me more price, right? That's how that works, because we're exchanging value for value. Two things aren't equal when service gets involved. You want to sell water heaters at the store, and people got to come into your store and pick up the water heater and put it in their own truck. The water heater's worth probably what it's worth everywhere else that stands behind their product, if you stand behind your product. But if you're going to go install that product, you know, there's some different things that, you know, do you put an expansion tank on this one? Don't you? You know, do you use dielectrics? I can't tell you how many times I walk into water heater installs where someone else did it and there's no dielectric unions. Just little things, right? Just knowing the little things. Checking the water pressure and setting the expansion tank to the right amounts. And I can go on and on and on and on. All these things, all these different things affect why an objection is going to come up. And really what it comes down to is this. It's values. It's values being rubbed. Deep down, a value is being rubbed. Now, could be I don't want to get ripped off. That's my value. I value my money as a consumer, so I don't want to get ripped off. And so that might be the value I think that you're rubbing, and I don't see where I'm getting the bang for my buck. And so I don't want to spend the money, and I might come up with an objection. I might say something like, well, I think, why is yours so expensive? Or, man, that's a lot more expensive than Lowe's. Or might even be this. Might even be this. It might be I need to talk to my spouse. It might absolutely have nothing to do with talking to the spouse. It might have everything to do with the fact that they think they're getting ripped off. And also everything to do with the fact that most people don't like confrontation. So they will give you the answer that they've given other people in the past to get themselves out of the situation of having to make a decision on something. You're getting a regurgitated answer. And probably because you've given them a regurgitated service, right? I mean, value and knowledge equals money, 100%. Billy Schuler, good to see you on here. Wayne Jorgensen, good to see you on here. Love it. Jump on here. Let's learn together, because this stuff matters. You know, this stuff matters. When you get objections, here's the objection I always get. Here's the objection I always get, you know, is, well, I can teach my guys myself. Well, okay. We could say the same thing to your guys, and just because I'm not you, they'll probably listen. Let me say that again. It has nothing to do with me being me. It's just that I'm not you. Did you ever listen to your parents? Who listens to their parents? My kids listen to other people's parents, but not me. And their kids listen to me. And your guys listen to, you see how this works? And as a technician out in the field, you know how this works. It's hard to understand where the owner's coming from sometimes, what's the motive? Are you really doing this because it's best for the customer? Are you doing this because it's what's best for your pocketbook? What's the reason? And so if we can really break down the actual core reasons on why customers need to be serviced, customers need to get that experience, we can start eliminating these objections. But objections are simply values that have been rubbed the wrong way. And I have a simple little word that I like to use to overcome them. In fact, I even say the art of overcoming objections, ART. It's a simple, what you call that, acronym? Is that acrostic? I always get those confused. Acronym? It's an acronym. Synonym? No, I like cinnamon. All right, anyways, it's an acronym? Yeah, acronym. All right, so here's an acronym, ART. So you don't have to be smart. Oh, you see what I did there? You know, all right, ART. A-R-T. Now, I've I've heard in sales trainings before, and I've read books, and I've seen videos and movies where they have said, acknowledge the customer's objection and then just move on. Just kind of acknowledge it, ignore, and move on. This idea that we're like, oh yeah, or feel, felt, I know I felt that way before, but what I've found, and while those might work on some level, they're manipulative. And what it really, 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 really comes down to, what it really comes down to is the customer is only going to be sold for the moment. And so later they may have buyer's remorse. And that's a really difficult thing to deal with as an owner or as a CSR or even as a technician when you've already installed the plumbing. Now, this isn't a stereo that you sold them that's still on the box. They can just give you it back. You can put it back on your shelf and you can give their money back and you'll sell it to the next person. There was time and energy and knowledge invested into this product and service. So we don't want buyer's remorse. So we have to acknowledge, we have to agree that their value is being rubbed. You know, I don't agree, and that's what A stands for, is agree. I don't agree with their value. If they think I'm overpriced, I don't agree with that. But I do agree that their value is important. I do agree that if I was ripping them off, if I was charging them too much, that they shouldn't buy from me. I do agree with that. So the misconception or their perception that may be skewed or incorrect about what's going on there and the reason I got the objection is valid, but the misconception itself is not. And so I'm going to agree, look, if you don't think you need this, if this doesn't make sense to you, you shouldn't buy it. I agree. I why would you disagree with that? Why would you argue that? How could you argue that? Hey, Randall Gilmore, good to see you. Pastor Randall Gilmore. Talk about servant leadership. Here's someone who understands that, demonstrates that. It's been an example of that in my own personal life. You know, these are the kinds of things that work. You know, a pastor would say they win souls. They win souls. And this is the idea of trying to win over the customer with this relationship and building value in the ticket or the option that you're building. And then getting the customer to see the value in that option that you're building and then getting them to agree to the terms. And all of a sudden they don't agree and they get this objection. You got to agree to the idea that there's a value being rubbed the wrong way. There's something going on there. Remember the acronym is ART, A-R-T. So A is agree, but R is request. Look, I agree that you have got a value that's being rubbed here, but I don't understand why you think that that is even happening. Because I got to be honest with you, before I even went in the home, in my own heart and soul, in my own value system, I knew I was going to go do the right thing by the customer. So I know that when I put three options on the sheet, I've done the right thing by the customer. Maybe there was a misunderstanding. Other than that, I've done the right thing by the customer. So if the customer doesn't feel that way, they don't want to do business with me, I want to understand why. Did I go wrong? Did I do something wrong? Because I know I wouldn't have done it intentionally. So we can fix this. See where I'm going with this? We can fix this. See, objections are opportunities to understand what the customer really wants and then to give it to them. Objections are opportunities to understand what the customer really wants and then you can give it to them. You understand that. You understand all this. Good morning. Looking forward to listening. Where are you watching from, Lorenzo? Good morning. It is evening time here. That puts you probably in Australia. My guess, somewhere in there. We do have an odd amount of viewers in Australia. I love it. In fact, one of my clients that I coach is in Australia. He's got a big shop, 30 trucks. Just an awesome dude. Understands this idea of service. Now with him, we're working on some bigger things other than just sales. But this guy's got it down. He understands this. Australia just sounds like you guys are. I love that. But I love listening to how he talks about how it's different. But you know what's not different? You know what's the same? People, we're all the same. We all have values. We all have desires. We all have wants. We all have needs. There's urgencies to each one of those things I mentioned at different levels based on the way that we assess that. Exactly. It goes a lot deeper than just getting a customer. Oh man, Australia, you got it. I only know that, Lorenzo, because of the company that I work with out there. I've got a few other clients, I think, that are maybe in the automated system, but I got one that I talk to on a regular basis. Awesome dude. He says, Lance says, it's all about communication. We're out in Australia. And are you a plumber, plumbing business owner? In the plumbing business at all? I assume you are. So look, guys, this is important because when we start to understand that these objections, what they're actually stemming from, what they're really coming from, it becomes, it doesn't, first of all, it's not offensive, right? That's mistake number one. That's the big thing that happens right there. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I am guilty of that at times. How's your training going to help my guys? This happens to me all the time on Facebook with the ads that go out. You know, I get people, they just see it and they're like, oh, you're going to teach me how to charge my customer four times the amount. And I'm like, man, this guy must have never seen one of my shows. Clearly, that's not what I'm about. In fact, I'm going to teach you how to give your customer stuff away for free. Like, I want to give the customers more value. What are you talking about? And I'm trying to defend myself. You know, we all fall victim to that. We get defensive. Because we've been attacked. We feel like we've been attacked, but we have not been attacked. The solution is under attack. Now, you're not under attack. The solution is under attack. And so when you grasp that and you separate that and you remove the emotion, then you can focus on, well, what's wrong with the solution? Maybe nothing, maybe something. Request more information, ask questions. You know, I've had a lot of success in sales, and it's because I ask more questions. It's not because I say the right things. It's because I ask more questions. I've gotten really good at asking good questions. I've gotten really good at asking good questions. Really good at it. Asking questions. Lorenzo says, yes, I'm a plumber, no longer on the tools. I also own Flat Rate Now. Good for you, Lorenzo. That's awesome, man. Congratulations. Getting off the tools is hard to do if that's your goal. Some guys want to master the tools. Some guys want to get off the tools. They start their own company. Good for you. That's amazing. And see, that's the thing, man. That's the awesomeness of all of this. In fact, you know, as we're moving forward with everything starting to open up, you know, in our own old local communities, in our societies, we start to remember some of those freedoms and to remember the little things, right? We start to enjoy the little things. Like I went to a steakhouse the other night. And I was literally on deck. I thought I was playing baseball for a second, but I was outside standing on that, like I'm in the elements, just everything. And it was like I was at Disneyland on a ride. There was a natural buffer of time that had to pass before the next person could go in. I mean, they weren't that busy. Not when I went there. It was just crazy, right? That's different. It's different. But hey, I'm eating out. I don't care. Right? You start to enjoy the little things. We should be more appreciative. Less expectative, more appreciative. These mindset shifts make it easier to deal with upset customers. Look, one person might be upset, two people can't, right? The customer might be upset, but you can't be upset along with them. That's not going to go well. I've seen owners do some really silly stuff to their customers. Treat them horribly. Just talk over them. I mean, I've seen some nutso stuff. I'm not going to go into details. It's crazy. Crazy. But what happens is you're just providing bad service. So what? You might have won that argument. You might not have gave back that refund. You might not have stood behind that warranty that you didn't have to stand behind. You won. But did you really win? Did you really win? And so we got to be more willing to request more information. You can apply this when you get the customer that calls back that's upset. Look, if you're like, hey, you charged me $621 and all you did was reset my toilet, you ripped me off. And you're like, well, gosh, to be honest with you, if we did charge you $621 to just reset the toilet, maybe we did rip you off. But then you go and you remind them that's not all that we did. Remember, we also replaced your shutoff. We put a new supply line in. We repaired with a flange repair. We put a little new flange repair kit. Now, all of a sudden, that's a good deal. Different deal, at least. And sometimes we got to request more information. Okay, help me understand. What did you get? What did you think you were going to get? Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me kind of go through. Let me look here. Okay, I got some pictures. Yep, looks like you got this. You can do this in the home at the sale. I need to talk to my husband. Okay, no problem. What are some questions your husband might have? That's a great one. Or the spouse. Because look, there may be a genuine reality that they need to talk to the spouse. I know if I'm going to spend big money, I got to talk to the spouse. I would imagine that's true for anybody. Now, my belief and my knowledge and my I know this for a fact. When they call the plumber, the husband and spouse have already talked on some level. They've already had a discussion. Like, let's call a plumber. This is probably going to be this. Hopefully it's not more than this. Hopefully it's not this. Oh my goodness, call me if it's this. And you come in there and you say new sewer line, I'm pretty sure a conversation with the spouse has to happen. Okay? But if you go in there and you say new toilet and they're saying, let me talk to the spouse, something's missing. Little things I've seen even where it's like they thought for $600 they were getting a repair. And I was like, no, that's for the replacement. And there was a misunderstanding. And the way that went down was I give them the three options. Like, I don't know. I got to talk to my spouse. Okay, what questions are they going to have? Well, they're going to want to know why it's so expensive for the repair. And I'm going to say, well, no, this is for it's for a brand new one. If you want to repair it, remember it was just this option right here, option one. I mean, this is how it flows because what happens is the customers cannot always hear everything that you're saying. I want you to think about something really quick. If someone's giving an objection or conflict or whatever, there's emotion involved a lot of times. And what you're walking into is customers are in fear mode and they're kind of freaked out. In fact, it's in all of my sales training and my 5-stage sales process, it's FRESH, which way is that? It's fear, review, examine, suggest help. I think I did that backwards. Fear, review, examine, suggest help. And it's the first mode is fear mode. They're freaked out. And I want you to think, if you're walking down an alley and it's dark and you start hearing noises down the alleyway and you can't see anyone, but you know there's people down there, all of a sudden you hear a gun like click and load, you're going to be on heightened alert. And your senses aren't all going to work the same. I know that sounds odd, but that is exactly what your customer is going through. There's anxiety. And everybody deals with anxiety and stress differently. We see that all the time in society. Everybody deals with stress and anxiety differently. And you come in their home, some people are passive aggressive. We've all met that person. No, it's fine. I don't mind putting more gas in my car and taking you all over town and wasting my day. And I probably just won't be able to eat. That's I don't need to eat. It's just calories and carbohydrates and energy and stuff and fuel for my body. I'm good with it. There's those people. And then there's your people like, you want to drive you across town? Like there's those people. You know, there's just all kinds of different people that do it. And there's some people like, oh, I'd love to take you across town. And then they drop you off and then they call you like, I can't believe they asked me to drive them across town. Right? There's just all kinds of different people. And those are the people's houses you're walking into. Because they're people, and they're the same people that are the people that live in the community of people. Like, I don't know, this isn't really that hard to think about. You want to get better at sales, start thinking about how everybody interacts with everybody on a regular, normal basis outside of that one little arena that you're trying to sell something, and you'll see how humans interact, and then you just apply that back over here and just be a human. I know some people go, no, it's harder than that. It's not. It really isn't. It's about getting good at asking questions. It's really about that. Being genuine, being honest. You don't have to get good. Someone said earlier, I think Jennifer said something about building trust. Build trust first. Absolutely build trust first. A great friend of mine always says, you know, trust is the hardest commodity on earth to gain, but the easiest one to lose. 100%. It's hard to learn. It's hard to earn because no one trusts anyone because no one's authentic anymore. But when you're authentic, people go, wow, that's different. And I like that. When you're you, people see you and they like that. That's okay. And then all you got to do is continue to be honest and have integrity, and you're going to be just fine. Ask the right questions, come up with the right answers, take your plumbing knowledge and experience, diagnose better, and you've got yourself a sell. Not because you're selling people and making money on them, but because you're solving their problems that they need solved. And then you make money for that. It's not money first, then problem solve. It's problem solve, then money. It's just the resource that's getting exchanged. When you exchange your time and talent to learn how to go exchange your time and talent, right? You had to go to school. You had to get a license. You had to become educated in the trade. You had to get better and better and better to be able to charge more. And then when you exchange that, then you should get something for that, right? That's how that works. So when you look at this idea of overcoming objections, If it's just simply asking better questions, we could actually do that before the objection comes up. But if we don't, and we don't do a good job at that, now we got to be overcoming these objections. So it's just simple to me. ART, you agree that the value is important to them. You request more information about it, and then you transition to yours. Because you've either landed correctly and given them good value, or you haven't. What up, Tanner? Congratulations on all your success, sir. Christopher Bell says, hello again. Good to see you. Lance says, do the training, Anthony. Totally worth it. CF has doubled our ticket averages. Man, and it's we're not doubling ticket averages and making more money off people. We're doubling ticket averages. We're giving people more value. They're getting more for their money, and people are still very profitable. Lance has been in the program for well over a year. If he wasn't still profitable, he would have said, hey, guys, stay away from this clown. He's a jerk. What does he say? Allow the customer to build value, their own trust and confidence in you. Have the knowledge and give them options. Man, listen, that's so, I always say this. There's no better customer. There's no better customer than themselves to themselves. No one. We can talk ourselves into anything. May not be able to talk someone else into it, but we can talk ourselves into it. Like, you got to understand this stuff. I want to do this giveaway. I want to do the drawing. We're going to do a $25 Visa gift card giveaway. Next week here, I think either next week or the week after, we're going to be moving into the new studio. We're going to be doing some new launch shows. We're going to be going back to a nightly basis, Monday through Thursday. You can count on us, like you can count on PB&J to fill that tummy during a hard day's work. I'm telling you. That's what's coming, and we're going to do some big giveaways to make that happen. I'm really excited. I want to show you guys how to love your communities. I want to show you guys how to serve your communities. I want to show you guys how to be more profitable, make more money, but doing it the right way by getting more reviews and getting happier customers. That's what I want to do this next year with you guys. Now, I've been traveling around a lot to a lot of shops. I just got back from a shop. I want to tell you guys a quick story about that on the next show. Make sure you watch it. I literally feel like, you know that guy on Happy Gilmore at the end of the movie? That's like, that's Happy's jacket. Yeah, I met that dude. I'll tell you about that next show. It's crazy. The dude was scary. I thought for at least 2 to 3 minutes I was going to die in that basement. I would laugh right now, but that's actually what I thought was going to happen. And it wasn't because I was going to get hurt. It's because I thought he was going to kill me. And he wasn't mad. I just thought of who he was. Anyway, so moving on from that, the last part of this transition idea is ART, okay? You got to agree, request, transition. When you transition, you're transitioning to that natural idea that you are going to be able to solve their problem. And if they're, when you request more information, if your problem actually solves that, transition to that. Re-explain what you're there to, what you're offering them. Sometimes just that simple process will get them over the hurdle. The other thing is if maybe you missed the mark or there's a better solution that you've uncovered, give it to them. Transition to that. Give them that solution. That's what I mean by transition. I also said, though, in the beginning of the show, for this $25 Visa gift card that we're going to give away tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to say, I said earlier that when you have this ART idea, there was a hidden something that was being rubbed. There was this thing that was being pushed up against, if you will. If you guys can remember what that word is, I use the word all the time on the show, actually, just to give you a quick hint. But anyways, it's a certain thing that people have, certain things that people have. You have them, they have them. And they just feel like they're being altered. If you guys can remember what that was, type into the comments right now. We'll do a $25 Visa gift card to one of the people that can get that into the comments while we're waiting on that. Tanner says, thank you, sir. Filling a water line now. So he's saying a new service. Congratulations on that. That's always a fun project. Usually a one-day job. Good profits for the company and a great service for the customer. We are literally in that time right now where if you're not replacing cast iron, if you're not replacing, lost my train of thought there. What's that stuff called? You know the stuff, right? I don't know. I'll come back to it. Doesn't matter. Replace the old stuff. There's a generation that's flowing out. It's stuck in my head, and I cannot let it go. This is going to kill me. But anyways, you guys would all, as soon as I say it, you're like, how'd you forget that? Robert says, very informative show. Hey, nobody knows what the name of that is, what the word is. We got a $25 Visa gift card on the line here. Has anyone typed it in over there? Come on, people have these. I said people have these. We have to agree that their blank is valid. We have to agree that their blank is worthy. And then we have to request more information about it. And then we have to transition to the solution. What did I say? What did I say? Come on, guys. $25 Visa gift card to the person that can just put the answer in there right now. Who's it going to be? Come on. I want to give this thing away. I mean, do we need to do a couple more drawings to loosen them up or something? Or do they not know? Or that is that what they're waiting? I didn't do a $10 Starbucks gift card giveaway. All right, guys, look. Oh, Frankie says needs. That's not it. Guys, remember I said, look, there, whenever there's conflict, understanding your concern, we're getting a lot closer. I use this word on the show all the time. We got to build more. What? To get people to buy. Come on, that was a dig. I can't get, I mean, I might as well just say the word at this point. Yeah, we're really close. You think she was close? Oh, I was close. He says, fear, LOL. I'm fearing that some of you are going to miss out on this gift card. Lance says, Jennifer got it. I know Lance wants to, Lance, you can send her a $25 gift card. I'm just joking. No, but in all, there we go. My man, Frankie. Frankie won. Frankie's the guy. Frankie's the one. Value is the word I was looking for. Everybody has values, and they get rubbed the wrong way. We got to understand that. Just signed up today and new to the plumbing sales coach. Hi, everyone. TJ Hodge, good to see you. Welcome to the show. TJ, I did hear a little bit about your company. I think Shaw Plumbing. See, I do care. I do pay attention. How could I know that? I think Shaw, we've never talked. Shaw Plumbing, and I don't know exactly what we're doing. I don't know. Did you guys just sign up for the weekly trainings, or are we meeting one-on-one? But either way, welcome to the program. Welcome to the show. Also the masterminds, make sure you guys jump in those masterminds with all the other owners. Those are bi-weekly. We just had one this week. He says, correct. All right. Good to see you guys. Welcome to the program. Sorry, Fresh. It's been a while. Wes, yes, it has been. Still down in Texas doing it big. What's going on? Welcome, TJ. You'll love it. Hey, look, guys, I love you guys. I really do. We do this show. We went a little over. All right. It's all right. I don't have to pay overtime for this, do I? Okay. All right, guys. Look, I love you. Hey, look, get subscribed to the show. Type subscribe into the comments. Then you'll get a message from Messenger. Respond to that message, and then that will get you subscribed. You'll never miss another show, and you will get alerts. Also, on our podcast, we're well over 16,000. We might even be 17,000 downloads. Can we say what? What? I cannot believe that. I didn't think anybody would download anything I did for 17,000 times. 17 times I was celebrating. I thought that was amazing. 17,000. I just want to say thanks. Also, I think we're number 4 on the list for plumbing. And then, like, when you type plumbing sales on Apple, we auto populate into the search bar. So that's because of you guys. I appreciate all of you. The podcast people are asking me, how come we win stuff? Because we always catch this later, like they're listening to this right now. I think you can go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com/ebook to get the ebook for those that are watching or listening on the podcast. But we'll do a giveaway. We'll come up with something for you guys, maybe an email contest. I also want to know more about you guys. What do you want on the show? What do you want to know? Email info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Frankie, you know what to do. I think you've won one before. Email info@theplumbingsalescoach.com to get your gift card. Guys, I love you. And as always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.